Okay, we will call the Board of Commissioners meeting to order at 2:09. We'll begin with a prayer reading or thought by Phil in our CDBG department, and then led in the pledge by Alice from Records.
Thank you, Commissioners. When I was approached about this yesterday, I was initially just had a thought, but then I had to write it down. So you're going to get a little something that has a, I don't actually have a title for it, but when I thought about what we all do as a community, whether or not you actually work for Utah County, this was something that sprang to mind. Whether gathered here today or scattered around and far away, but united in purpose anyway, may we have gratitude for service. Amongst grandeur and splendor, may we kneel with humility to keep an even keel, a balm to help with a need to heal. May we have gratitude for service. In the shadow of fire and ice, may we be more than just nice, striving to improve our local paradise. May we have gratitude for service. Bestow a kind act, speak clearly and with tact. May our efforts trouble counteract. May we have gratitude for service. When our world stops spinning round and stark differences may confound, and difficulties indeed abound, may we have gratitude for service. Changes and challenges evolve, to thy neighbor hold firm resolve, that rough times may have a solve. May we have gratitude for service. Plant and spread the seeds of good beyond only thy neighborhood, including those misunderstood. May we have gratitude for service. For when we end a day fulfilled and remember why this work yet tilled, comes tomorrow with a chance to bring more, God willed. May we have gratitude for service. Thank you.
Thank you. And Alice, come on up.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you both. Okay, next we will move into recognition of the June Employee of the Month. And based on our guess, you can guess it is from the recorder's office. And June's Employee of the Month is Diana Hawley. And let me read some kind words submitted by Diana's coworkers. To open, Diana is kind. She takes the time to listen to us and understand our questions, then guides us so we understand the answers. Diana goes above and beyond to answer questions we ask about procedures. She also takes the time to make sure we understand when new procedures are released. Diana works very hard to make sure we're all current on trainings and on the same page so we can help our customers the most. The second comment, I would like to nominate Diana Hawley for Employee of the Month. Diana has worked for the recorder's office for over 20 years. She started in customer service and then moved on to mapping and becoming the mapping supervisor about 3 years ago. Always friendly and helpful with a smile on her face, she can still be no-nonsense and stand up for the people and ideals she believes in and demand respect when the occasion warrants. She is service-oriented and wants to help everyone be their best. She is quick to praise when she sees someone doing something well, and is kind when correction is needed. Never above silliness or a good joke. She keeps the atmosphere light and is a great morale booster and the type of person you would want to work for. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you.
You weren't shocked.
Yes, I was.
I couldn't tell, but it looked like you might have swore it on your head. It's okay. No.
Thank you. Yeah.
You got a great team, Andrea.
Yes, I do.
Starts at the top down. Well done.
Okay, great. Next, we will move into public comment. Is there anybody from the public that would like to address the commission? Okay, seeing none, we will close public comment and move into building today's agenda. Or is there anything from consent that you would like to hold, Commissioner Gordon?
I'm good on consent.
Same. Is there anything you would like to hold on regular? Number eight would like to be continued, is that right?
Stricken.
Stricken, okay. And then I'd like to hold number four.
Okay.
Number two.
Two and then...
Do you want to just continue to, or you want to discuss to? I say we just kick it.
Till she's here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be great with that, yeah.
Okay, so let's continue number two.
Okay.
Continue number two. And then hold four. Anything else? 11 needs to be held.
So, let's see here. Four...
4 and 11.
And you're okay on 6?
Yes. Well, let me hold 6 just to make sure. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, and then just the closed.
Okay. I have closed 27 and 29.
Yep.
It's still the same?
Yep.
Okay, and striking 26 and 28. Okay, Jolynn.
Okay, on our regular agenda, we will continue number two to our next meeting, July 8th. We will hold number four, number six, and number 11, and we will strike number eight. On our closed agenda, we will hold number 27 and number 29, and we will strike number 26 and number 28.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay, moving into regular agenda item number four. The bookmobile. Ezra, question there. Did we get an answer on whether we can be not the middleman on the interlocals?
They are working on some additional data for us, but they did inform us there's not an urgent deadline to pass it by July 1st. They would give us an extension because they wanted to be able to provide us basically a full presentation deck of all the data and answers to those questions that we requested. So I would actually request that be stricken and we can add it back on later.
You want to just move do that?
Yeah, that's great. So strike four.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, number six. Is Kevin here? Yes, I do see Kevin. And just for clarity's sake, Kevin, the main purpose was to get more in line with the state.
Correct.
But I have two questions. Currently, possession of alcohol on our properties is an offense, and we are making it not an offense. Is that correct?
No, we propose no change to this. So our current code says they may not possess or consume alcohol.
And we are keeping that?
That's what was proposed, yes.
Perfect.
And if, and that's what I said last week, I'm okay to keep the consumption part, but possession is what I just struggle with. because to my example of if I've got it at Lincoln Beach in my boat,
right.
I'm in a county facility, right? And I could be cited
correct.
For just having it.
Right. And state code just says consumption.
Correct.
And state code just says consumption, and I don't want to be heavier than them.
So do you want to edit that here on the floor, or you want to just pass this and then address that later?
How would you prefer it? I mean, I don't think it's a big, you know, a huge, I just don't, it seems very ticky-tack for, you know, one of our deputies to be in that situation where they could have to cite somebody just for having it.
Most of what we've done through this whole code is just to put us in line with state code. So we'll follow your direction on that. If you want to make
a
change right now, we could do that.
However, if you procedurally, if you're okay with that.
I am, as long as we can get, like, is it just as simple as striking the word possession?
Yes.
Oh, then that's
just
easy
consumption.
Enough.
So I'll make a motion.
The sheriff's here. Any comments to that? Perfect.
Am I out of line? I mean, I know we had the bishop come up. I want to be okay.
Okay, so yeah, just a motion to approve it, but striking possession, I guess, will work.
Yeah, motion to approve striking the word possession.
Okay. Paul, that works for you. Okay, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great. And then number 11, I would assume that you like the higher deductible.
That is correct.
Same.
Okay.
Any other comments to that?
None from me, unless...
Was there
a bet going on in the attorney's office or something? I saw a bunch of movement there.
I was just checking with Dale.
Somebody
okay on that possession thing. That's all.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, I already asked you. Yeah.
I said, okay,
you want to check after it's over?
I should have checked with the
I was assuming someone was running milkshakes on what we were going to choose. So.
Well, they already know those. They all know my answer.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That $32,233 is some good
save
cheese.
Every penny of
bingo,
it.
Bingo. Motion to approve item 11 with option 2.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great. Short and sweet today. We will now move into closed session. Thank you, everybody. Okay, great. We're back into regular session.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.